Joni Gragan's here. You're listening to KSRO, and I thank you for that. One of my favorite guests, and it seems to be one of yours, because I'm getting so many emails asking about Natasha. Yes, you are learning about probiotics, really what you need to learn. My guest is Natasha Trenev. She is the founder and president of Natron Healthy Trinity. In my opinion, the best probiotic, the only probiotic on the market that will really help your health. But that's what I have to say. But we're going to talk about, because Halloween is just around the corner. We were talking about sweets and all the things that we love to ingest. But we want to think about that. It doesn't mean you can't have a few pieces of candy. But there's a lot going on in terms of blood sugar, diabetes, and so much more. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Joni. And we'd love to discuss about sugar eating, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. I think talking about it means that I won't eat it. I just keep talking about it. But I, you know, we had talked a little bit earlier, of course, about diabetes. And you told me something that, for me at least, was quite shocking in terms of the percentage of people in the U.S. that are diabetic, or I guess it would be type 2. But it's really, is it an epidemic?
It is an epidemic because, interestingly enough, November is American Diabetes Month, and they're asking us to be aware of the epidemic. And the statistic I gave you before was that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC,
yes,
says the number of cases of diabetes rose by 100% or more in 18 states between the years of 1995 to 2010.
I mean, that is the thing is, it's unbelievable in a sense, but obviously they have the stats. But that is so related to diet, isn't it? I mean,
of course it's related,
yes,
to diet. It's the fact that we're consuming too many simple carbohydrates.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, not only leads to a problem in how insulin is regulated in our body, and leads to something called insulin resistance, where our cells are no longer able to produce enough insulin, and our cells cannot absorb the right amount of glucose or blood sugars. And that leads to a host of problems. Now, listen, I want to remind everybody that diabetes is a risk factor for other health problems,
yes,
which include heart disease, kidney disease, nerve damage, visual problems, and even the risk of certain types of cancer.
Exactly, and in some cases, too, amputation of a leg or something, because we just end up with no feeling, a neuropathy. It's not something to take lightly, that's for sure.
Right. Well, we're finding that these gut bacteria, as I mentioned many times, play an indispensable role in controlling many of these factors. In fact, interestingly enough, they did an animal study, and they gave the animals a popular glucose control medication for type 2 diabetes, and they found it changed the composition of the gut microbiota.
Oh, my. Exactly. And, I mean, all the health studies that are being done now are really talking, I mean, you've been talking about probiotics for as long as I've known you, so years, let's say, and before that, of course, but now they're really looking at things that have to do with the gut, right? And even, I know they were talking about inflammation and diabetes, and how important, once again, the gut bacteria is for that inflammation.
Well, of course, you know, inflammation just means that your immune system is overreacting to something.
Yes.
And usually, you know, undesirable or bad bacteria inflame the immune system because they're trying to do other handiwork in your body. And so the immune system is going crazy, causing inflammation. But the problem with this inflammation, it's not getting rid of the problem.
No.
It becomes a detriment to the body. It's sort of like misprogramming your body.
Yeah.
Remember, these bacteria use chemical means and photon light emission to communicate with your body's cells, especially your immune cells and other cells that perform vital functions in our body. And it's just now that I think the rest of the medical community is waking up and understanding that the diversity of these bacteria in our gut really controls every aspect of our health, including our mental, our, you know, physical health, and our immune health.
Exactly. And so, and you know, getting back when we were talking about diabetes and inflammation, and you know, we've said many times, but folks, remember that more than 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So the gut immune system is so important to your health. And they play an important role in keeping inflammation, as we said, under control by their effect on the immune system. Everything, you know, we sort of touch our gut. Oh, yeah, gut. Everything does really start in terms of our health in the gut, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And remember, we talked in on earlier segments that even artificial sugars, which we think have no calories because our body's not digesting it, also have an effect on the diversity of the gut microbiota and predispose us to weight gain.
Yes.
So what I try to tell everybody, look, let's go to the recommendation of the World Health Organization. And they recommend that only about 5% of your total daily calories come from sugar. So that means that that's approximately 25 grams of sugar or 6 teaspoons. Now, even if you have supposedly the probiotic yogurt, even 2 servings of the probiotic yogurt, which is they recommend a day, you're over your limit of ingesting sugar for the day.
Right, right.
You're at about 150% of your normal intake of sugar.
And of course, that's the thing too. And again, for my listeners out there, I know most of you know this, but a lot don't. You say, but I'm eating yogurt and it's good for me, but you're eating one of the ones with all of the sweeteners and everything in it, and again, you're not going to get the amount of probiotics anyway. And I think it's something like 25 little of those 8-ounce cartons of yogurt equals one Natron probiotic. But you don't want to, I mean, it sort of defeats the purpose when you put these sweeteners in a yogurt or a yogurt drink.
Yeah, I think the problem stems, in a very succinct fashion, is that in the 1950s, with no scientific evidence, the American diet was directed to eliminate fats.
Yes,
and,
yes.
By eliminating
yes.
good fats. Now,
yes.
I'm not talking about going out and getting French fries or, so I ask people to use common sense. I'm
right.
talking about good fats, you know, extra virgin olive oil, a pat of butter, so forth. They eliminated fats, so the food industry reacted by loading up the processed food with
right.
sugar and carbohydrates, because if we don't taste fat, we then seek to taste sugar, because that's how we were structured.
Yes.
And so over, you know, many decades, we've come to this position where our children are consuming way too many carbohydrates, and that's what causes the hyperactivity and attention deficit. And I'm sure you've all had episodes. I know even my child, because I kept my home very tight about, you know, these simple carbohydrates.
Right.
But whenever she would go to a party,
mm-hmm.
it would take her 3 hours to calm down. And, you know, I mean, it's true. I mean, and I hate to remind all of this because this is a Northern California story about Dan White, if you remember that.
Yes, we certainly.
30 or more years ago.
Right.
It was called the Hostess Twinkie defense.
That's right. That's right. And he got off.
Pardon me? Yeah, and he got off. And because he got off because it talked about the blood sugar levels being crazy in his mm-hmm. blood and causing him to have psychotic behavior.
Yeah, it's...
So I mean, that's just an extreme example, you know, and I don't want to get into the political issues of that, but what I'm trying to tell everybody that we know we're not going to be able to stop our children from going trick-or-treating, and we're going to indulge during the holidays.
Yes.
But if we're going to do that, let's take some proactive measures to make sure our gut is properly protected, and first of all, do not overindulge. You know, be careful in your selection of sweets. I used to take 2/3 of my daughter's bag, whatever she got for Halloween,
right.
and when she went to bed, I would just throw it out.
Uh-huh.
And I would convince her in the morning that, you know, she didn't remember correctly.
that's right. You ate that much. Yes, you did.
So you know, I mean, it's a terrible thing to have to do, but, you know, it's really for your child's health. And then one other proactive thing we can do is really with the amount of information and knowledge we're acquiring about the importance of this gut microbiota, it's really important to choose what probiotic bacteria you put into your gut.
Yes.
And the science is very complex, and price is usually a poor indicator that you're getting an efficacious product. And getting products that are loaded with sugar that have the adverse effect on undesirable bacteria is really what I call a waste of money and time.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because you think you're getting some beneficial bacteria, but in the long run, you're getting so much sugar with that product that it's negating any positive properties you may be getting with the beneficial bacteria.
Exactly right.
I think it's many ways we fool ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I have to say, I was flipping around the TV and I saw Dr. Oz, and you know what he was talking about? He was talking about how we need probiotics. He wasn't talking about a brand or anything, but he said we need probiotics, and all probiotics are live, and they must be kept cold, refrigerated. He said that 2 days ago, and I thought, I've got to tell Natasha that, because, again, you know, I know a lot of people listen to him, and whether you like him or not, he's got at least, I said, you know, if he says that, maybe some people will say, you know, I heard that before. That's right. It's true. I don't, you know, so I thought that was interesting that he was saying that everything else is a waste of time because it's dead if it's not refrigerated.
Yeah, and I think your listeners in the county where people are very interested in wine.
Yes,
and
yes.
I said, you know, people know how destructive temperature is to wine.
Yes, that's
good wine. Well, just imagine, amplify that by 1,000% and how temperature and change of temperature and moisture sensitivity affects the health of the bacteria. So, you know, when you go to an internet site and you think you're getting a really great deal, maybe it's a great deal on something that's inanimate, but when you're talking about purchasing a living bacteria that is essential to your good health, forget about that, because these internet sites do not store anything in refrigerated and ship it in such a poor fashion, you're likely to get anything that's viable. And if it doesn't survive shelf life, it probably doesn't have a good carrier to help it survive through your stomach and into your gut. And so we're really not getting the picture here.
Exactly.
I wish people were more informed about probiotics as they are about consuming wine, and how, you know, they're so familiar with what wine is ripe and what you know, what year was fabulous and so forth. When it's the same thing, when it's much more complex with probiotics. If you apply the same kind of criteria knowledge that you do to selecting a good wine, selecting a good probiotic is probably the most essential decision you make for your good health.
Exactly. And again, it really, over and over again, it's called the foundation of good health because it is the foundation of good health. And I, you know, I'm just, now, I would say one thing, you were a voice in the wind at one time, but at least now, the studies are coming around. Every article that I see that is based on science is always saying about your health begins in your gut and the health of the GI tract and all that. You've been saying that always, and of course, Natron does what it says, but I'm hoping that because there's more interest or there's more information on them, aren't you seeing all the things that you said? Now studies validate all of that.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yes.
And I've been talking about this for a year, that what happens in your gut affects your mind.
Exactly.
And now, you know, I've been proven correct. Before, people used to try to shut me down not to say things like that. But, you know, it's interesting, and people should really arm themselves with this information, that fields of medicine and science are talking to each other and having, you know, not seminars where they talk to each other, but labs where they actually discuss these issues, and finding out that the neurologist better know what the gastroenterologist knows, et cetera.
Right. They're all coming together.
And so we're finally making progress in that, but they still don't understand how to positively influence this microbiota in your gut. And remember, by consuming large quantities of sugar and simple carbohydrates during the holiday season can shift your gut. And if you think that you've gained the weight during the holidays, guess why? Because that diet not only helped you to gain the weight, it probably changed the composition in your gut, which will lead to a host of other problems down the road.
I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, for holidays, we always have how to not gain weight on the holidays and different things. I'm telling you, this year, you know, not only how we say don't go to a party over hungry and all that, do all those hints, take your Natron and see the difference it does make.
Oh, absolutely. I think we have to get to a mature society and stop taking pills to fix symptoms, and understanding that, you know, we are a complex ecosystem, our body.
Right.
So these bacteria not communicate with our cells, not just our immune cells, our nerve cells, our other cells for metabolic conditions. And so if we invest time to learn about this and fix our way of living, I bet you we could reduce costs for medical care in this country substantially. Right now, the way we're headed, you know, diabetes alone could, you know, bankrupt our system.
I agree. My guest has been Natasha Tranev. And again, you can, there's wonderful articles as well as, of course, all the products, but go to natron.com. There's blog, there's a Q&A with Natasha. Learn about this. Look, at this program is called Let's Talk Health for a Reason, and that is I care, and my guests care about your health. Natasha, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Joni. Everyone have a wonderful Saturday.